KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kaneem, and it's 9:02. With the U.S. Coast Guard involved, Mr. Mike Benchoff last night again addressed the Nome Common Council regarding yet ongoing issues with his vessel, the Rustler. At last month's council meeting, Mr. Benchoff reported that he had 3 drums of hazmat on the vessel that froze in Nome's harbor, seeing this as a threat. City Manager Josie Banky said the city filed a detailed report to the Coast Guard, and since the Coast Guard has been in contact with Mr. Benchoff.
All port staff, including myself, thought that the Rustler had no hazmat on board. Because of our belief that there was a pollution threat that...
So what was the actual incident?
Well, the incident was the discovery of the state of your vessel.
And you were led to believe otherwise that there weren't any fluids on the boat?
That's what we were told, yes.
In a letter dated December 21, 2012, a federal representative says the U.S. government may need to take action to minimize or mitigate damage to the public health or the environment. If Mr. Benchoff does not cooperate with the Coast Guard, he can face a civil penalty of $37,500 a day and up to 3 times the cost incurred by the Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund. In her report, City Manager Josie Banky said the Coast Guard will be in Nome today to do an inspection on the Rustler. In other business, the council voted to include the seawall extension project in the state priorities due to the state's plans to raise the existing seawall as part of the planned improvements to the state office building on Front Street. Banky also reported the city has been working with Alaska Gold Company, now owned by the Bering Straits Native Corporation, to purchase property for the Richard Foster Building. Banky says they've identified some parcels at the end of Stedman, adjacent to the rec center.
There's probably some local pet name for the area, but...
Junk Hill.
Anyway, the new Alaska Gold Company is willing to make an agreement on the sale of the property. So moving forward, the idea was to get the Museum and Library Commission around the table to evaluate the proposal and make a recommendation to the council.
They plan to have that provided by the next council meeting, January 28th. Utility manager John Handelin said they're again battling breaks in the water lines on the east end of town. A line broke on N Street and crews are working to make repairs. Finally, Nome Covenant Church pastor Harvey Fisco addressed the council regarding a new church they plan on building this year on their existing site. He asked the council to consider a donation of the mini convention center for their worship time on Sunday while their new church is being built from the 1st of May until November. Councilman Anderson recommended that the council talk about the matter at their next work session.
And in the meantime, find out how often people use the mini on Sunday and what a minimum charge would be for the heat and the lights.
The council then met in an executive session to discuss legal and financial matters that may have an adverse impact on city finances. The U.S. House is scheduled to vote today on a second round of a disaster relief bill. APRN's Peter Granitz reports fishery money is not guaranteed to be included. The House Rules Committee, which decides which amendments to bring to the floor, worked into the night Monday. It agreed to a dozen amendments that will all require votes. Included is one from New Jersey Republican John Runyon. His measure would assure aid to devastated fisheries across the country. If the amendment fails, fishery money for the YK Delta and Upper Cook Inlet will not be included. The Senate passed a $60 billion aid package with money for the Alaska regions last year, but House Speaker John Boehner never brought it to the floor. Rules require legislation to be completed before one Congress gavels out and the new one begins, so whatever passes the House will need to again go to the Senate, which is out until next week. Members of the Bethel-based Alaska Army National Guard were honored at a welcome home ceremony Sunday in Anchorage. Governor Sean Parnell greeted and spoke at the Denina Convention Center, presenting medals to some of the Infantry Airborne Regiment after their year-long deployment in Afghanistan. Sergeant First Class Danny Counts of Nome was awarded the Bronze Star. and about 100 people turned out for a rally in support of tribal sovereignty and environmental conservation held in downtown Anchorage last Friday. KNBA's Jocelyn Estes reports the rally was organized to coincide with others being held in Canada, other states, and other countries in support of the Idle No More movement in Canada, in which First Nations have been protesting legislation that removes environmental protections on tribal lands. Vi Wally of St. Lawrence Island says military bases built there during the Cold War have contaminated the land and waters where Yupik residents of the island gather food.
We have 10 times more PCB levels in the blood of our people than the average American in the lower 48. But we're also some of the most highly contaminated population on the planet because of our reliance on our subsistence foods. Our nakapik, our bowhead whales, our walrus and seals, our very food that have sustained our people for many, many generations is killing our people.
Other participants held signs with slogans such as Yupik Idle No More, Honor Our Spirituality, and Decolonize Your Mind. A handful of people turned out for a rally in Juneau as well. And the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is sending an airplane to Hawaii and Alaska to collect winter storm data for North America. Scientists aboard the Gulfstream jet will measure wind speed and direction, pressure, temperature, and humidity in areas of the Pacific where North American storms form. They'll also be surveying places where data is sparse. NOAA said in a statement Monday, forecasters will use the information to improve its forecasts of potentially extreme winter weather events across the entire country. The plane will be based out of Joint Base Pearl Harbor through February. NOAA plans to move the plane to Anchorage in March before returning it to its home base in Tampa, Florida. The federal agency has conducted Pacific winter storm missions every year since the late 1990s. And an official with the Alaska Native Corporation, with Unalaska Native Corporation, has set his eyes on a big prize. Ty Hart, the communications director for the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, has announced he will attempt to climb Mount Everest in March. He's doing this as a fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club of Alaska. The corporation says in a release that the club has a chapter in Barrow with more than 130 members. Boys and girls across the state are expected to follow Hart's attempt to climb Mount Everest. And the price of gold in New York this morning is up $16.30 an ounce to $1,685.10. An ounce of silver at $31.52, up 34 cents from yesterday. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 9:07 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 10:02. It's unofficially 4 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.